Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, visiting with us on the program, we have Angela Reddock-Wright, a former employment and labor law litigating attorney turned mediator, arbitrator, workplace, and Title IX investigator to today's show. We're going to talk about her new book, Workplace Transform, Seven Crucial Lessons from the Global Pandemic, Moving Beyond COVID-19 and Embracing the New Future of Work. And Angela, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Looking forward to hearing from you and learning a few things along the way as well. So first of all, tell us why you wrote the book and what are some of the key takeaways here?
So thank you. I wrote the book because I did not want this time to pass without our taking time to think and reflect on what this time of this global pandemic has meant to us, not just personally, but in the workplace. In the book, I quote famed poet and author Maya Angelou, and she said it best, in my opinion. She said, "History, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be unlived, but if faced with courage, it need not be lived again." So I wrote this book so that we would have a moment where we mark this time in history and what is meant to the workplace, but more importantly, to give us a roadmap and a guidepost for thinking about what the future of work looks like, hence the title, The Workplace Transformed.
Well, we certainly appreciate your taking the effort to write this book. It's certainly timely, no doubt there. What are some of the biggest and latest changes in the workplace as we emerge out of COVID? Thank goodness we're on the backside of that.
Well, probably the one that we still hear about in the news and in the headlines is related to remote work. And the verdict is still out on whether we will now be a work society where the majority of people are working from home, are working offsite, or as we're seeing right now, many companies are calling employees back to work, especially some of the big tech companies and companies along those lines. And so I think the question is, whether, you know, workers are going to be willing, you know, after being in 2+ years of a pandemic and now being used to working from home and using that time to do some other things that are important to them, whether it's spending time with their families, engaging in a hobby, or just simply staying out of the hustle and bustle of traffic. I, for example, live in Los Angeles, and the idea of not having to be on the Los Angeles freeways has been freeing for many. And so I think, you know, companies and organizations and employers are really going to have to think about how they now balance being able to get the work done and being able to build teams and to keep their employees engaged and motivated and incentivized while balancing that against some real life realities, such as employees, the majority of employees really do want to continue to work remotely.
Yeah, great information there and a lot to talk about here, especially the future of work for sure. Now, as more workers are shifting back to more of a hybrid role, splitting their time from working in the office and working at home, what are some of the things employers can do to motivate workers and keep up productivity?
Well, one, I think employers need to make sure their managers and supervisors are equipped and trained to manage a remote workforce. Some managers and supervisors had challenges being great managers even when workers were in person, but certainly now that folks are remote and they're not necessarily there every day where you can see and engage with one another on a daily basis, managers and supervisors now have to be thoughtful and creative about how they continue to engage and motivate their teams. And that takes from updated training and real focus, you know, from folks that can help managers navigate these challenges. In addition to training, managers and supervisors really need to look for ways to keep their team engaged, whether that be through weekly or monthly or weekly or daily team calls, And then beyond that, looking for opportunities to bring the team together, perhaps for a weekly or monthly lunch. I know one company or one law firm in particular, the way that they're keeping their workforce engaged is they acknowledge that most people want to work from home, so they're giving them that option, but they make Wednesdays a day that everyone comes into the office. And on that day, they have a great team lunch, they do other team activities so that folks are excited about coming in on that day. And what it does, it gives that person-to-person interaction. It allows the employees to still feel as if they're a part of the organization and a part of the team, but it allows them to continue to work from home. So finding ways to keep the team engaged, keep the team motivated, but at the same time, recognizing the real interests that employees have in wanting to now balance their personal lives against their work lives.
Angela, certainly appreciate all the information shared so far and for your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Angela Reddock-Wright, the author of her new book, Workplace Transform, 7 Crucial Lessons from the Global Pandemic, Moving Beyond COVID-19 and Embracing the New Future of Work, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you, Angela, for employers who have embraced a 40-hour work week working from home, what are some of the legal challenges for employers here?
Well, they have to ensure, particularly for their what we call non-exempt employees or salaried or hourly employees, they have to make sure that even in working from home, that they have mechanisms for those employees to manage and track their time. So many employers have online software that they're using or phone apps where employees can track their time. But it's absolutely critical from a legal perspective that employers have a record and documentation of the time that employees are actually working. And then they need to encourage employees and ensure, not just encourage, but ensure that employees, especially non-exempt or hourly employees, are taking their rest and their meal breaks, and that those, to the extent possible, are being documented. It's strongly encouraged that all timekeeping be documented so the employer has an actual record. And it's tempting when you're working from home to just keep working through the day, not to take breaks, but employers, perhaps they send an email or some kind of alert throughout the day saying, remember to take your break, remember to break for your meal or your rest period. And then they have to ensure that employees, if they are working overtime, like if they're working past that 40-hour week or 8-hour day as we have it in California, that they are paying employees for that overtime. So it's tempting that, you know, to say that because people are working from home, oh, of course they're breaking, of course they're lounging and engaged in a life of leisure and not necessarily working all the time, but it's still incumbent upon the employer from a legal perspective that they're ensuring that employees are managing their time, taking the breaks that they are allowed under the law.
Excellent feedback from you on that. That is much appreciated. Now, with the popularity of Zoom calls and workplace online collaboration tools, what advice can you give employers in trying to manage the ever-changing landscape and dynamics of working from home? And additionally, these tools have made it easy to manage employees, but do they work and are they engaging enough to replace the office workplace environment?
Well, one, I would say employers should embrace it, right? And I believe most employers have, and they acknowledge that, you know, Zoom or WebEx or whatever version of online software employers are using is here to stay. So embracing it and finding ways to make it fun and interesting, equipping employees with, you know, company backgrounds that they can have for their meetings, equipping employees with microphone systems and making sure that employees have good Wi-Fi from their homes so that when they are in these meetings, that the meetings are effective, the sound is good, the visuals are good, and that's half the battle. And then, you know, although meetings are remote and are virtual, still, you know, making sure that those meetings are as engaging as they might be in person. So maybe starting meetings with icebreakers, starting meetings with check-ins, making sure that meetings, although on Zoom or virtual, don't go forever. Still having, you know, a time, a sense of time about meetings, because whether in person are virtual, no employee likes to be in a marathon of a meeting. So being sensitive to time, making sure the meetings are to the point and are focused.
Angela, thank you so much for your visit with us here today and for the information shared. Much appreciated. Of course, you're the author of the book, Workplace Transform. Where can our listeners find you online and where can they buy your book as well?
Well, listeners first can go to my website, which is www.angelareddock-wright.com. And that has all the information about my book, my radio show on KBLA Talk 1580, and keeps you up to date on many other things that I'm doing, including blogs about the book and other workplace topics. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at I Am Angela Reddock Wright.
And of course, that's easy enough, and we'll leave these links and all links within the show notes of this broadcast. Angela, all the best, and thanks so much again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It has been my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Angela Reddock Wright, the author of the new book, Workplace Transform, 7 Crucial Lessons from the Global Pandemic, Moving Beyond COVID-19 and Embracing the New Future of Work. And for all the details, simply visit Angela Reddock -Wright.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.